Deborah Sean is a library assistant for the Poughkeepsie Public Library District. She organized the tour of nonprofits active in the city. She says the entire area has a compassionate heart. The first stop on the tour is Catholic Charities Community Services of Dutchess County, where Mary Marshall is director.
We serve all residents of Dutchess County who are in need. And our work is very important, especially at this difficult time. More of our neighbors, friends, and family members are struggling and not knowing where to turn. So we're that person you come to that you can have a nice, gentle conversation with and have that ear to listen to you and just allow you to talk through so that someone can be patient and help you find your way and navigate through your crisis.
Catholic Charities has been helping families resolve crises related to food and shelter. The agency serves the many immigrants and refugees who have been flocking to New York State in search of better lives, helping with everything from language translation and filling out forms to disaster relief. Catholic Charities, through August of 2013, is hosting the State Disaster Case Management Program to assist those still struggling in the aftermath of Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. Next stop, Dutchess Outreach, a local organization started more than 37 years ago, manned by volunteers and college students. It offers a myriad of services, including a food pantry, children's clothes closet, financial assistance with drug prescriptions, free daily lunches, and advocacy counseling. Volunteer administrator Carol Beck took us through the food pantry.
We do a little bit of everything here because our staff is small, and we have volunteers that come in and help to pack the bags, and people can come and get a 3-day supply of food from here. Basically, we ask for non-perishables, of course, but we do accept certain other types of foods and things.
I'm a gardener, and now I have an excess of cucumbers, which you can't really say.
Oh, so we would love them.
You'd like cucumbers?
We would take cucumbers for here and also in our lunchbox program. Okay. Sometimes also we have farmers that give us eggs. Okay, we purchase, of course, butter, you know, that type of thing.
Brian Riddell is the executive director of Dutchess Outreach. He says no one is turned away.
Well, there are about 1,600 families who use the food pantry each year. Very few of them use it chronically. Out of the 1,600, maybe about 10 or 12 families come every month, which you're eligible to do. Most people come when it's an emergency. The largest group of people that come one time. Second largest group come twice. So it's really there as an emergency program for when people need it. And we're lucky to have the support of a lot of people to make that happen.
Dutchess Outreach runs a successful lunchbox program, a community soup kitchen, and outreach where everyone is welcome, no questions asked, no ID needed. 300 lunches are served on any given day. People actually donate lunches in memories of loved ones who have passed away. The practice has become a popular one at the facility. It's an easy way to help the less fortunate, and the program recently expanded to include dinners. Walter Johnson is one of the head volunteers at the lunchbox.
Working in the lunchbox has been an experience for me because I learned that I'm not the only one that's doing bad. We have a lot of people, a lot of homeless people. We have a lot of people that have problems, and, you know, and they come here to relieve themselves by having something to eat, and we're here to give them the nourishment. Dutchess Outreach has done a good thing, you know, by having this lunchbox here because they actually saved a lot of lives. I've seen hundreds come through here, and I've seen hundreds get their life back together, too. If anybody in need or whatever, don't be ashamed to come here. Don't let your pride get in front of you, because when you let your pride get in front of you, you end up nowhere.
After lunch, it's off to Mel's Place, also known as Mel's Living Room. Mel Garrett has been there 17 years, running the air-conditioned living room for homeless people and those with mental health issues, or as Mel says, those with just plain bad luck.
It's a good place. Keeps them off the street and help get them focus on what they need to do to get their lives in order.
The living room had been in operation about 2 years when Mel arrived, and it was almost ready to shut down.
They were prepared to get rid of the program, and I was brought in to make a last effort to pull it back together, and the rest is history.
Mel is humbled by the fact that the facility bears his name. He loves his work and says nothing can stop him.
A few years ago, I had 3 strokes, and I stepped back. I'm still here.
The final stop on the community walk, Hudson River Housing, Poughkeepsie Public Library District Assistant Deborah Sean.
They run at least two major shelters in the area. So when the living room closes, then they have a place to go if they're homeless and they have a place to sleep.
Shirley Brewerth lives in a senior apartment complex owned by the Housing Authority. She moved here May 1st from Sioux City, Iowa, to be close to her son, who lives on Long Island. She says she feels welcome here.
The building itself is very secure, so I don't have to worry about, you know, being in downtown Poughkeepsie. I also like it because I can walk to almost everything. I walk to my church, my bank, the library, so it's very convenient. I'm about 10 minutes away from where I work part-time. It's a nice lifestyle.
Elizabeth Salea is Director of Organizational Development at Hudson River Housing.
Hudson River Housing actually serves 500 individuals every year through our emergency shelter. Hudson River Housing is actually a big umbrella under which a lot of different programs operate, and they all have to do with housing and homelessness. And altogether, we serve about 3,000 people and families every year.
HRH programs include emergency and transitional housing, as well as affordably priced rental housing, home ownership initiatives, and real estate development, along with community planning and neighborhood rehabilitation. It's designed for people of all income levels. The project began 30 years ago with a single program, a 19-room emergency shelter for families. To date, HRH has developed 675 units of emergency, transitional, and permanent housing, and today manages a portfolio of over 750 units throughout the Hudson Valley.
It was evident very early on in our history that we could give somebody a bed to sleep in for the night, and that served a very important need, and that's still a core part of what we do. But it wasn't helping them get anywhere. There was a lack of affordable housing, there was a lack of quality housing, and that people had a need for other services to help them finish their education, find employment, receive counseling, get medical treatment. And so that's really how we expanded into those other areas.
The community walk gave us a glimpse of a lively community of compassion, a beacon of hope in what otherwise, if not for caring people, would have been a paved over field of blight and broken dreams. In Poughkeepsie, I'm Dave Lucas.